From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leata to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Good morning. It is 10:09 right now. I am Scott Walker sitting in for Brian today. Brian is enjoying the day off. At least I hope he's enjoying it. Right now, the time is 10:09. Temperature outside is at 54 degrees. Well, as always, we will start off the morning with news. Middle Tennessee Electric's Board of Directors has named Chris Jones as the cooperative's new president. Jones, MTEMC's Vice President of Communications and Member Services, will succeed Frank Jennings, who has been there for a number of years. In fact, Frank Jennings has served as president for 11 years, but has been with MTEMC, are you ready for this? For more than 42 years. Wow. Frank Jennings. Boy, he has done a great job in serving all of those years, and definitely our hat is off to him. And congratulations to Chris Jones, the new MTEMC president. Wow, great choice, too. Chris Jones, a super nice guy. If you've not had a chance to meet him, then I encourage you to give the electric cooperative a call and see about setting up a time to meet with him. Great guy. Also in the news today, the cost of mailing a letter has gone up again after less than a year at 45 cents. As of Sunday, the new rate is 46 cents. So when you go to mail something today, make sure you make it 46 cents instead of 45 cents. Postal Service's latest rate hike on the first-class postage stamp officially went into effect yesterday. Now, this increase comes at a time when fewer people are using the U.S. Postal Service, and that is why they needed to raise the rate. The rate increase is expected to be worth nearly $1 billion for the Postal Service. But that doesn't really help out that much, because last year they lost $5 billion. Not million, but billion dollars. In addition to the price of a stamp going up by 1 cent, the cost to mail a postcard is going up by 3 cents. So keep that in mind. We'll post all that information on our website later on this morning. That way you'll be able to have the exact cost at your fingertips whenever you need it. Also in the news, the Tennessee Highway Patrol is planning to conduct a driver's license checkpoint, which will be later this week. We spoke to a state trooper. This is what she said.
This is Trooper Calderero Van of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. The Tennessee Highway Patrol will be conducting a driver's license checkpoint February 1st at 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 231 North and Arnold Lane.
Right now the time, 10:12, you are tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have a whole lot more news coming your way in just a little while. But before we get to all the news, let's first take a look at the weather. Right now, again, the temperature outside is at 54 degrees, and here is San with the latest.
Well, good morning, Scott. We're going to be looking at some cloud cover in our forecast today and a chance for some rain, not only this afternoon, but also for the next several days. Temperature is going to be very mild, but we could be seeing an end to that mild streak by the end of this week, as colder temperatures or even some snow could be setting in by Thursday or Friday. There is a chance for some rain in our forecast today only, however, with high temperatures in the low 60s. Another slight chance for rain tonight with a low of 53. And we could have more showers Tuesday with a mild high temperature near 69.
Thanks a lot, San. San, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Hard to believe, though, snow is in the forecast for either Thursday or Friday. Wow. Right now the time, 10:13, ABC News comes your way right now.
Focus on the White House. The president talks about handling guns in an interview with the New Republic.
This is one of the first times that the president has talked about shooting a weapon. He was asked directly, have you ever fired a gun? He says, yeah, we do it all the time up at Camp David, some skeet shooting. It's part of the message he's trying to send to gun owners, that he believes in Second Amendment rights.
ABC's David Curley. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein tells CBS's Face the Nation she believes she can get gun control passed, but it will be tough.
There's a new poll out, 50,000 people in the field. 68% supportive of a ban on assault weapons.
Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn thinks the focus is on the wrong thing.
We need to be looking at mental health. We need to be looking at the root causes.
President Obama held a joint interview with outgoing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for 60 minutes.
I'm going to miss her. Wish she was sticking around.
He says the two have a professional relationship, but are also friends. Clinton wouldn't say whether she will run in 2016. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Get your January back with a digital bath scale for $19.99. Save $50. Plus, get Ajax 50-ounce laundry detergent, 2 for $5, and CLR in a 42-ounce bonus size, just $4.99.
Here's Jenny Williams.
For these great specials and more, stop in to see us at Gill's Ace Hardware, Rutherford County's exclusive Ace store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Nissan. Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci Surgical Robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building, talking with Christy Sanford.
Instead of it just being rows and rows of just shirts and pants, we try to make it more in sections, so we'll have like a houseware section, and we try to set up more display areas.
Donations to the Garden Patch Thrift Store and proceeds from sales help fund Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit helping underserved in our community.
We are located at 309 South Spring Street.
Across from the tall NHC building.
Rutherford Issues, we're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
It is 10:16 right now. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. Temperature outside once more is at 54 degrees. Well, a lot happening in the news, and I've got some not so good news to bring your way. We've had a lot of emails about this story. And a phone call or two as well involving an incident that took place in Coffee County. Now, we're going to report this because we have had the emails on it, people asking us to bring them up to date on the situation. But I got to warn you ahead of time, the story is a little rough. Here it is. A Tullahoma woman has been arrested for allegedly forcing her young daughter to have sex with men in exchange for drugs. That according to recent police reports. Kimberly Breeden, age 33, of Silver Street, has been arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated statutory rape itself, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. According to the police report, Breeden's daughter was 13 and 14 years old at the time of the incidents. According to Tullahoma investigator Harry Conway, between May and December of 2011, Breeden allegedly forced her daughter to have sex multiple times with Breeden's boyfriend, Alvin Overman, age 39. Now, they did this in exchange for crack cocaine, according to the report. Overman was charged with two counts of aggravated statutory rape, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The investigator in Tullahoma also alleges that, in addition, the mother also took part in the sexual encounters. The investigator's report also alleges that in 2012, Breeden forced her daughter to have sex with Thomas Hickerson, age 59, of Dick Street in Tullahoma. That also in exchange for crack cocaine. He was charged with two counts of aggravated statutory rape as well, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. According to the Tullahoma police report, Breeden oftentimes provided crack cocaine and marijuana for her daughter to smoke, as well as providing her with alcohol. Investigators are still continuing this investigation into other allegations of sexual wrongdoings, and other charges are indeed pending. Again, all of this supposedly unfolded in Tullahoma, and this happened back in 2011 and 2012, and the charges are just now being filed. Kimberly Breeden, right now behind bars, has yet to make bond. Well, I'm sure we'll get more information on this story throughout the week, if I had to guess, and I'm sure we'll get more information when this case goes to court as well. Now, that's a story that we did not post on our website. It is, however, on our Facebook site, facebook.com/WGNS radio. Disturbing story, though. You know, we heard about a story that occurred here in Murfreesboro like this, or very similar to this, last year. And in that case, from what I understand, it's going to the juvenile courts. It's going to the General Sessions, or it already went to the General Sessions Court, and it is moving on from what I understand. But we're not reporting any more on that story that took place here in Murfreesboro because we don't want the identity of the teenager involved in that particular case to be known. And I'm sure we won't do a whole lot of reporting on this story out of Tullahoma as well. Once again, the time right now is 10:19. Read the latest in local news on our website, WGNSradio.com. Well, did you hear about the fire this past weekend? It happened on Sunday. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department's District Number 8, Engines 1 and 4, and Ladder 6, and Rescue Number 7 all responded to an apartment fire on East Northfield Boulevard just after 9:30 yesterday morning. The apartment complex where the fire occurred was at King's Crossing. Upon arrival, District Number 8 discovered heavy flames from the downstairs apartment window. Crews were able to get the fire out quickly, and Acting Shift Commander Joe Barrett said, quote, "Crews did a great job getting the fire knocked down," end quote. Damage was mainly contained to apartment 01, and that is in the apartment bedroom where that occurred. However, the upstairs apartment received some smoke damage. The meters to both of the apartments had to be pulled by the electric company, and the American Red Cross was called in to assist the residents in finding somewhere to stay last night. The good news, no injuries were reported. The bad news? So far, they haven't determined the cause of the fire. Assistant Fire Marshal Tracy Summer will be investigating that fire. He had already been out to the scene yesterday, and he's continuing the investigation, I guess, today, and hopefully we'll be able to get an update on that story later on this afternoon, and we will definitely post that online as soon as we learn more information about it. We did post a picture of the situation on our website, WGNSradio.com. There you can see a picture of the burned-out apartment. And multiple charges were filed against a suspect accused of assaulting his girlfriend, stealing her SUV, and then crashing it into three vehicles, including a sheriff deputy car, during a pursuit on Saturday right here in Murfreesboro. Paramedics treated one of the drivers for minor injuries. The other two drivers were not seriously hurt. The case all began when suspect Lindoren Tremor, age 47, allegedly locked his girlfriend into a closet of her home on Breeze Drive in Walter Hill. He allegedly injured her in the process, and her 11-year-old son called 911. After the assault, Tremor allegedly stole her SUV and her wallet. He then fled the scene. Deputy Derek McCullough spotted the truck at the intersection of Memorial and Compton Road and then began a pursuit of it. Also joining him was Commander Jacoby O'Gwen with the Sheriff's Department. That pursuit traveled down Memorial Boulevard behind KFC, past Middle Tennessee Christian School, onto Northfield, then Las Casas Pike, and then to Middle Tennessee Boulevard in front of MTSU. Now, while going down MTSU, or Middle Tennessee Boulevard, rather, he tossed out the loaded handgun that he had, and he tossed out his girlfriend's wallet. And according to the police department and the sheriff's department, he was driving erratically, and he was not too concerned about other citizens, according to the way he was driving. The Tennessee Highway Patrol had to be called to the scene. Trooper Benny Jennings said that Tremor sideswiped a Jeep driven by Jessica Creasy of Waynesboro, then crashed into the rear of a Saturn being driven by Kristen Mitchell of Murfreesboro, and then left the scene. Just a few minutes later, he supposedly crashed into a patrol car being driven by Deputy Shane Vaughn. At that point, the sheriff's department made sure that they stopped the vehicle. Then they had to pull him out and, of course, place him in cuffs. He was then placed under arrest and taken to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. Now, he faces several different charges, including aggravated assault with a motor vehicle, reckless endangerment, felony evading arrest, and unlawful possession of a handgun. He's going to face all those charges in court in the very near future. This is not the first time, though, he has been arrested. Tramer was previously charged with domestic assault in 2011 and felony evading arrest in a motor vehicle, similar to this one, back in 2009. Sergeant Derek Olser and the Interstate Crime Enforcement Deputy, Christian Rather, and his canine, Mary Jane, I like the name of that, Mary Jane the dog, located the loaded .357 revolver that he threw out of his SUV window on Las Casas Pike. They found it, they recovered it. That has been turned in to the evidence room for safekeeping. Hearings are pending for Tremor and that'll be in General Sessions Court in the near future. By the way, we did again post pictures of the incident on our website, WGNSradio.com. Go to it and you can see the pictures of the stop and the wrecked SUV. A lot of front-end damage to that vehicle. Nothing too serious, but yeah, a lot of front-end damage to that vehicle. Again, those pictures are at WGNSradio.com. And finally, another good story for the morning. The City Schools Foundation presented a $30,000 check to Murfreesboro City Schools. That sum of money represents this year's Parity Dollar Grant benefiting the diverse population of students that comprise Murfreesboro City Schools. Again, $30,000. In addition to that, the City Schools Foundation presented over $45,000 to teachers in Murfreesboro for science, math, and technology grants. Excellence in Education, the foundation's major fundraising campaign, is scheduled to take place on Friday, February the 8th at the Stones River Country Club. You can learn more about that event at cityschoolsfoundation.com. Stay with us. We do have a whole lot more news coming your way in just a little while. And also, we've got some bizarre news story of the day, or rather a bizarre news story of the day, coming your way in just a matter of minutes.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Mr. Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Calling all runners and walkers. Grab your running shoes and join the Avenue Murfreesboro for the third annual Run United 5K Run and Walk on May 18th at 7 a.m. This year's event will feature a 5K run on a certified course, kids fun run, refreshments, and a kids zone. To register, visit active.com, and for questions, call 615-893-7303. Early registration ends May 1st. After May 1st, participants will not receive a t-shirt. All proceeds from the race benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties.
Next on WGNS, news from the strange and unusual to just plain weird.
People ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
All right, time for your bizarre, strange, and unusual news of the day. Well, remember all the stories we've been bringing your way here in Rutherford County about manhole covers being stolen? Quite a few being stolen. Well, an arrest has been made in that latest case. Walking and driving in Florida, in a certain part of Florida, in Polk County to be more specific, reportedly just got a whole lot safer with the arrest of Christopher Fink on Thursday of last week. Fink allegedly stole, are you sitting down? He supposedly stole 166 steel manhole covers in that county, 166, leaving 166 huge holes in the ground, according to a news release from the Polk County Sheriff's Office in Florida. The steel covers are worth $22,000, according to the release, and the 40-year-old Fink was allegedly attempting to sell them to scrap metal dealers, similar to an incident that occurred here in Rutherford County in 2011. Now, here in Rutherford County, going back to that story just briefly, the suspect in question there sold these manhole covers and water meter covers to a scrapyard on Mount Hermon Road. And that is where sheriff detectives found probably about 30 or 40 manhole covers. But now in this most recent case of thefts of manhole covers back in December, they still have not made an arrest. Now, okay, going back to Florida, Polk County, Florida, Fink was charged with one count of grand theft, one count of dealing in stolen property for selling this to metal yards, and one count of giving false verification to a secondhand metal dealer. All of these charges are felony charges, so think about it. He's actually probably going to do some jail time for stealing manhole covers. How weird is that? I mean, I can just see him sitting around the jail talking to other people there. So what are you in here for? I stole manhole covers. Well, this latest arrest marks Fink's number six trip. Sixth trip to the Polk County Jail since October of 2011. That according to Polk County Jail records. Isn't that nuts? In other bizarre news, 10 police officers raced to an apartment in Stockholm, Sweden on Saturday night after receiving a report of gunfire and cries for help. But what they found when they got there hardly qualified as an emergency. The Swedish news agency, TT, reports, when police arrived, they found several teenagers playing the popular video game Call of Duty with the volume turned way up. One of the boys' characters had been shot several times and was screaming help. A passerby heard the screams, thought they were real, and called the cops. The teens explained it was just a game, and the officers left without making any arrest or issuing any citations for a noise violation. Here's another bizarre story for you today. It was a tribute fit for a king for 88-year-old David S. Keim Jr. of West York, Pennsylvania. He was such a fast food fan that after he passed away on January 20th, his family decided to honor him with one final trip to Burger King's drive-thru before he was buried. They actually went through the drive-thru with the hearse. Keim's daughter, Linda Field, and other mourners in this funeral procession went through the drive-thru altogether of a local Burger King on Saturday, and they each ordered his favorite burger, each of them. It was a Whopper. All of this in honor of him, according to the York Daily Record. Phil said of her late father, quote, "He always lived by his own rules. His version of eating healthy was the lettuce on the Whopper Jr." Phil noted that her father pretty much ate what he wanted to since her mother, Grace, died about 25 years ago. Phil said, "My mother kind of kept him in check. So after she died, he started eating whatever he wanted to." And Phil says that she gave up trying to convince her father to change his diet. She said, "When you're 88 years old, I guess you've earned the right to eat whatever you want to." At the cemetery, Phil placed a Whopper Jr. on the top next to the flowers that adorned her father's casket. That story again out of Pennsylvania. Isn't that an odd story? I thought it was. 10:31 is your time. This is WGNS. A check on the weather again comes your way. And I believe we'll also have a news update from ABC. That comes your way in just 1 minute. Temperature outside again, 55. We'll get an update on that in just a second as well.
Morton Building's annual Building Value Days sales event is back and better than ever. This year, we're celebrating our 110th anniversary and offering big savings to you on a new building. Whether you're looking for a farm building, a stall barn, garage, or hobby shop, we've got you covered. That's because Morton Buildings are custom-built to meet your needs. Building Value Days runs now through the end of February. For more information, contact your local Morton sales office or visit us online at mortonbuildings.com.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. If you're in the market for a loan of any sorts, please call my friend Steve Smith and let Steve show you the personalized service available at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Again, please call Steve Smith, 615-494-4200 at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
We'll see cloudy conditions and a chance for some spotty showers today. Expect a mild high temperature near 62 degrees, and we'll have more clouds tonight with lows near 53. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now it's 54.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, call me. Weekday mornings at 7:50 for Swap and Shop.
WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
From ABC News, Tech Trends, I'm Karen Chase. Are you ready for some football? Going big for the big game without going broke. If you're looking for a big screen to please the big crowd at your Super Bowl party, Consumer Reports TV expert Jim Wilcox says size isn't all that matters.
I think that most people are concerned about two things right now. One is picture quality, and certainly price is a consideration.
And electronics retailers are going bigger, better, brighter, and cheaper.
The good news is that the majority of the sets in our ratings now are able to do either very good or excellent picture quality.
Wilcox says if you're catering to a wide audience, it's best to go plasma.
A lot of LCD TVs have narrower viewing angles where only the person directly in front of the set, you know, has the best picture.
And to avoid getting soaked by the Super Bowl scramble,
it probably makes sense to try to get a price guarantee from one of the retailers so that if the price does drop significantly, you're covered.
Consumer Reports names names on its website. With Tech Trends, I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here are your political insights from ABC News. Getting gun control through Congress will be tough, says the sponsor of the legislation. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
A ban on semi-automatic firearms can pass Congress after an uphill battle, says Senator Dianne Feinstein, California Democrat.
There's a new poll out, 50,000 people in the field, 68% supportive.
Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee Republican, says the focus should be
mental health. We need to be looking at the root causes.
New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says the problem isn't semi-automatics.
60% of the murders in New York City are caused by handguns.
All on CBS's Face the Nation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers believe there will be some kind of immigration reform passed this year, and both sides are cautiously optimistic that will include some sort of pathway to citizenship for those who are currently in this country illegally. Friday is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's last day on the job. She and President Obama sat down for a joint interview. Details from ABC's David Curley.
It is a heck of an exit interview on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I'm going to miss her. Wish she was sticking around. A lot of the successes we've had internationally have been because of her hard work.
Wait a minute.
Certainly these two former bitter rivals.
In politics and in democracy, sometimes you win elections, sometimes you lose elections. And I worked very hard, but I lost.
Now seem to have an enduring relationship.
Why did he ask me and why did I say yes? Because we both love our country.
But was this sit down more than a thank you? Was the president endorsing a possible 2016 presidential run by Hillary Clinton?
And those are your political insights. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
This is Rich Schmidt with more winter savings at Haynes True Value Hardware. Looking for a heavy-duty, portable storage solution at a minimal price? Head over to Haynes True Value Hardware for a 92-core Sterilite footlocker for only $17.99 while supplies last. This tough molded plastic storage solution has an easy grip handle and durable black wheels for easy transportation. Plus, it's built to last with metal hinges and latches and accepts a standard-sized padlock for securing contents. Start right, start here. $17.99 while supplies last. Haynes True Value Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves Sane Drugstore.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Time for WGNS Good Neighbor Events on this Monday, January the 28th. Give the gift of life today, all through the day at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. And that's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. That blood drive from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. today at the Red Cross. And that Monday night beef quality assurance program begins tonight and continues through March the 25th over at the Lane Agri Park. There's also a town hall type meeting in Laverne tonight. That'll be at 6:30 tonight at the Laverne City Hall. And the topic is getting a park for the residents of Lake Forest Estates. That town hall meeting, 6:30 tonight in the Laverne City Hall. Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours is tomorrow night, 5 until 7, and that's at the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Hey, a chance to see that beautiful facility. We're so proud to have Murfreesboro Medical Clinic as a part of our community. And the Chamber Business After Hours over there tomorrow night, 5 until 7. That's at 1272 Garrison Drive. Remember to see the wedding dress exhibit now through March the 3rd at Oakland's Historic House Museum. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
This is Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts, and flowers are a wonderful way to tell someone how you feel. Fresh Cut, we have roses, we have other bright colored flowers, we have balloons, stuffed animals, box chocolates of South's Finest Chocolates, which are made in Tennessee. We have silk arrangements as well. We also do combos, like if you want bear and candy. This is Sheila from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts, located at 117 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barron on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
It is 10:40 right now. That temperature outside, right around 55, 56 degrees, kind of hovering around that mark. Well, I'm sure you probably heard the weather forecast earlier this morning, just a little while ago. There's actually a chance of snow in the forecast for either Thursday or Friday this week. Hard to believe, considering today it's like 56 and probably will be 60 or something by the end of the day, if I had to guess. Well, have you heard the story about the laser pointers? You know, people pointing those little lasers up in the air towards airplanes. Here's an interesting tidbit. Jim Ryan has the latest on this story.
You've heard about cases like this one for the last couple of years, ever since those laser pointers came on the scene. Someone shining a bright light into the cockpit of an aircraft overhead, usually a jetliner, but sometimes a helicopter. Boy, did they choose the wrong one this time. It was the Dallas police helicopter. The pilot was momentarily blinded by a bright green light, but he managed to circle back and then to direct Dallas police officers on the ground to the source of that light. Turns out it was a man in his early 20s, old enough to know better, say the police. He's now facing a misdemeanor charge. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Wow. Thanks, Jim, for that update. That's stupid. You know, that's the only thing that comes to my mind. He ended up pointing it at a police chopper, out of all things. Isn't that crazy? It almost serves him right for getting arrested. What a goofball. All right, folks, 10:41 is the time. Coming up tomorrow night on WGNS, we've got high school basketball. The State Farm Prep basketball lineup for tomorrow evening is going to be Siegel at Oakland. That comes your way live tomorrow night, starting at 5:45 for the pregame. And then, more on Thursday. On Thursday, we've got MTSU basketball. The Raiders are going to be taking on Florida International. That game will be in Florida. And I believe Florida International is in the Miami area. But again, that game is coming your way on Thursday. That game will begin, Lady Raiders, at 4 o'clock for the pregame. So 4:30 or so is the tip-off time for that this coming Thursday night. Now, going on tonight, I almost did mention, we've got a lot going on tonight. MTSU Basketball Coaches Show will begin at 6 this evening. Make sure you are tuned in for that. But tune in earlier. Tune in at 2 for Monty Hill Jr., and he's going to be talking sports this afternoon, starting at 2. And then after that, Sports Night with George Plaster will be on at 3 o'clock. Again, all of that comes your way this afternoon, starting at 2 right here on WGNS. Well, if you've not yet made plans for the 2013 United Way Community Celebration, you need to go ahead and mark it on your calendar. It's going to be held on February the 21st at Embassy Suites Hotel. It is a luncheon. It will be at 11:30 on the 21st, and tickets are still available. You can go to our website, WGNSradio.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the ad for it. Again, February 21st at Embassy Suites for the United Way 2013 Community Celebration. It's going to be a big event this year, obviously big. You know, they used to have this at World Outreach Church, but it grew too big. So now they're having to have it at Embassy Suites. So great news there. Here's an interesting story for you. You probably heard this on Friday if you were listening to the radio. Amazingly, what I'm about to tell you was there are no injuries in the wrecks that I'm going to go over with you. Three accidents occurred on Friday afternoon, all within an hour and 30-minute window of each other. First, a Jeep overturned in an accident on North Thompson Lane at Sulphur Springs Road. That was around 2:30 on Friday afternoon. After that wreck, citizens on the scene actually pushed the Jeep back upright. Injuries were not serious in that case, and in a matter of minutes, the driver actually got out of the Jeep and was standing by waiting for police to get there. Then, almost exactly 40 minutes later, a wreck occurred nearby, about 3 miles nearby. The second wreck was on Sulphur Springs Road, and that call came in from another rollover accident victim. In that case, in the area of Leanna Swamp Road, just a few miles away, the person driving the truck ran off the road, flipped the vehicle several times, and then again got out and was waiting for police standing by his vehicle. Then 28 minutes later, all of this on Friday, 28 minutes later, a third rollover accident was reported at 1730 East Northfield Boulevard. In that wreck, amazingly, no one was seriously injured in that one either. But three wrecks, all within an hour and 30 minutes of each other, all within the Murfreesboro area, and none of them involved any type of serious injury. See, now that's why it's so important to wear your seatbelt. Wearing your seatbelt, I tell you, really does pay off, and it did in these three cases for sure that all happened this past Friday. Well, are you looking for work? You may be interested in this little tidbit. Career Solutions is going to host two job fairs next week for a company called Metro Industrial. Here's the kicker. All right. They're going to be hiring for positions that are available here in Rutherford County, but the job fair is going to take place at Career Solutions in Antioch. The temp agency is looking to fill about 30 production worker positions for companies in Middle Tennessee, including right here in Rutherford County. The first job fair will take place from 9 in the morning until 1 today. So this is going on right now, and it's going to be at Career Solutions in Antioch, so you still have time to get there. You've got until 1 o'clock is when they're going to close it down, and it's at 3538 Murfreesboro Pike in Antioch. The second job fair, so if you miss this one, there's a second one coming up this Thursday. It's also for Metro Industrial, and that's going to take place from 9 in the morning until 1 Thursday afternoon, and that's going to be at the Career Solutions Center in Brentwood. The address for that one is 6808 Nolensville Pike. Again, Brentwood, Tennessee, Career Solutions. That job fair will be on Thursday, and in that job fair, they'll also be hiring people for this Rutherford County position, or positions. About 30 positions are available. A representative from Metro Industrial will be on hand for these interviews both today and also Thursday. So if you go, make sure you dress for success, and job candidates are encouraged to bring with them resumes, a photo ID, their social security card, or their birth certificate. Again, these two big job fairs going on today and also Thursday. If you missed the information, it's on our website, WGNSradio.com. There you'll find the addresses, so you can copy and paste those into Google Map or MapQuest, whatever you want to do. That way you can get exact locations of these two job fairs. We're going to take a short break. Right now the time is 10:46, but before we go to the break, let's get another complete look at that weather forecast. San is in with the latest on that. San, tell us about this snow later this week.
Well, good morning, Scott. We're going to be looking at some cloud cover in our forecast today and a chance for some rain, not only this afternoon, but also for the next several days. Temperature is going to be very mild, but we could be seeing an end to that mild streak by the end of this week, as colder temperatures or even some snow could be setting in by Thursday or Friday. There is a chance for some rain in our forecast today only, however, with high temperatures in the low 60s. Another slight chance for rain tonight with a low of 53. And we could have more showers Tuesday with a mild high temperature near 69.
All right, sounds almost like springtime weather. Minus the snow, which is possible on Thursday or Friday. Besides that, boy, the temperature outside is going to be great this week. Up until, I guess, Thursday or Friday. 10:47 is your time right now. Temperature outside, a very nice, comfortable 56 degrees. I'm guessing it's going to get into the 60s here later on. Probably not too long from now if it's already 56. 10:48 is your time. We do have more news coming your way, including more news from ABC. That comes your way in just a couple of minutes.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Here's Frank LaPetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
Every age has its own thoughts, ideas, and values that influence a culture. The spirit of the age. It is a kind of growing consensus that morally lulls us to sleep, gradually causing us to accept society's latest values. The Apostle Paul called this corrupting atmosphere the course of this world. Describing the lives of the believers at Ephesus before they encountered Christ, he said that they were dead in trespasses and sin and walked according to the course of this world. This is the world's peer pressure, a sinful system of values and ideals that cultivate a lifestyle that is independent of God. This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Jesus intends for us to live in the world, so worldly influence is nearly impossible to escape. But he's given us his word, so we don't have to become conformed to the world's values.
Be sure to visit our website, hollygrovebaptist.com.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Hey, it's your money. Economic optimism is on the rise.
The panel is more optimistic about the economic growth outlook for the year ahead than they were as recently as 3 months ago.
Tim Gill of the National Association for Business Economics. Most panel members who were asked expect growth this year to be between 2 and 4%.
We're seeing slow but certainly steady progress on a lot of fronts.
One of the bright spots, more jobs.
The labor market is really gaining momentum. There was very positive news looking ahead there. A larger share of firms now expect to expand their payrolls in the next 6 months.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450 and TV 11.
It is 10:51 right now. This is WGNS. We're coming up tomorrow morning on the Action Line with host Bart Walker. He is going to be joined by Lion Ball Library Director Rita Shacklett. She's going to be talking about the needs of the library going into the future. Of course, a lot of electronics involved in the library now that didn't used to be. One of the cool things at the Lion Ball Library is that you can now check books out online with your reader. Maybe you've got a Kindle reader or one of the programs like that. Well, you can check those books out online at the Lion Ball Library, and then once the books come due, they automatically disappear from your reader. It's a pretty cool thing, and the coolest thing about it is it's absolutely free. So if you're not a member of the Lion Ball Library just yet, but you do read books on your reader, whatever kind of reader you have, then make sure you call the library today to see about getting a membership. That way you can download books online for free anytime you want to. Obviously, it's 24/7 is online, but what a cool thing to do. But anyways, our library is really changing over the years and has changed a lot over the years with computers. They even offer computer classes there on a regular basis, helping people learn more about computers. Something else cool you can do at the library, I've got friends who do this all the time, you can go there and read past news stories from old newspapers that date back, I'd say, to the 1800s or so. They're on microfilm, they're on the computer. It's really cool how you can go back and search old news stories and check out all the old ads that used to be in the Daily News Journal from years and years ago. You can do all of that at the library. And Ancestry.com. How many of you have been to Ancestry.com to check out your history? If you've not done that, you ought to try it out. It's pretty neat. You can actually go back and see old marriage certificates from years past and all types of things. Now, it does cost money to be a member of Ancestry.com, but if you go to the Lion Ball Library, you can use one of their computers for free, and you can print out old documents from Ancestry.com. Now, they charge you for the printing, but besides that, it's totally free to go back and search your history on Ancestry.com at the library. So it's a really neat service they're offering there at the library, and you can go by any day of the week and check it out. The Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation has announced the revival of the Commonwealth Society. That's an organization of young professionals and future leaders eager to explore issues surrounding healthcare. The Commonwealth Society was created by a past MTMC Foundation board member, Gene Moser, back in 1995. And the reason why the Commonwealth Society was formed in 95 was to provide a forum for young leaders of the Rutherford County community to learn about and explore issues surrounding one of the most complex and one of the most basic impacting American situations today, and that is, of course, health care and the need to provide adequate health care for a community like Rutherford County. This current class of Commonwealth Society consists of 17 young professionals who have all demonstrated leadership abilities in the Murfreesboro and Rutherford County community. Since 1995, they have had outstanding classes of young professionals from the community who have become ambassadors for MTMC by promoting community awareness of the quality and value of services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. That according to Gordon Ferguson, the president and CEO of MTMC. He said, "I am very excited about the stellar group representing the 2013 class." Let me tell you the members this year. The members are Charles Avent, Rachel Bragg, Leanne Cheek, John Dietrich, Megan Flippin, Ted Goodman, Elizabeth Harper, Ashley Holloway, Julie King, Carolyn Lampley, David LaRoche, Ben Parsley, Spencer Provo, Dara Ramsey, Kristen Roberts, Rebecca Upton, and also Becky Veely. All of them are current members of the 2013 class of the MTMC Commonwealth Society. If you've not been a part of it, then you're encouraged to do so. You can sign up and put in your resume for this. Active membership is for 1 year, and it is by invitation. The Commonwealth Society is not a fundraising organization at all. MTMC provides program support and materials free of charge for the participants. The class has four consecutive monthly meetings that begin at around 7:30 each meeting. Middle Tennessee Medical Center is a member of St. Thomas Health and Middle Tennessee's faith-based, not-for-profit healthcare system with more than 6,500 associates. Again, that is the Commonwealth Society, and it was all put together originally by MTMC Foundation board member Gene Moser back in 1995, which of course is when the old hospital was located over there around Highland Avenue and Bell Street, which is no longer there. Here's a news story I wanted to bring to your attention. I found it very interesting. Somebody went to a heck of a lot of trouble to obtain narcotics. Let me tell you about this story. A Nashville resident is accused of forging MRI documents from an MRI imaging office right here in Murfreesboro. The purpose of the forgery was to fool a clinic in Davidson County into prescribing painkillers. The office from where the images were forged told police that the suspect has never even been a patient of theirs. Now, the question I would have, how in the world do you forge MRI documents? You know, because if you ask for them, they give them to you on a CD. I'm curious, how would you even know what to say in those or what to put in those? How would you even know? I'm guessing that he used somebody else's MRI results. I'm guessing that he didn't actually put these together himself. The police haven't said a whole lot about it, so we don't have too much more information on this, but the clinic in Nashville that was one of the two victims in this case, they're going to have to report the case to the Metro Police Department, which means charges may be filed both here and in Nashville, both jurisdictions. A copy of the forged MRI report, which likely belongs to another patient, that has been seized by police in Murfreesboro as evidence. Now, as of Friday of this past week, no arrests were made, but we'll continue to follow this story and give you updates in due time, and possibly an arrest could be made this week by either the Nashville Police Department or by the police department here in Murfreesboro, just depending on what they find in their investigation. But interesting case there. Time is 10:58. Listen, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and tune in tomorrow. Brian Barrett will be back tomorrow. He'll be here at exactly 10 o'clock for Rutherford Issues, so make sure you are tuned in. Stay with us. We do have more news coming your way, including another report from ABC Next.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With the sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.